9:05, and I call this meeting as the Brooks County Commissioner's Court of Order, the regular meeting for August. We will call both.
Claudia Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
I'm Derek Donald, Brooks County Judge.
We also have the auditor's office represented today, as well as the county clerk here. Okay, so we begin with the pledge of allegiance. Next, we have the public comments. Is there anyone who's going to make, have comments from the public?
How y'all doing today? Once again, Phil Esquivel from Kingsville, Texas. Hey, I know y'all looked over the numbers. Number one, it was a privilege to help y'all out, well, to get all the numbers straight when we called Eric on the phone. But I just want y'all to know, as your, if you choose me as your agent of record, I will do all the, help you with the enrollments. I'll come see you once a quarter or more often. I'll help implement a wellness program for you, which will help reduce our claims. And in Claver County, I was showing y'all, in 15, we had about 1.9 million in claims, and now we're down to 986,000 in claims. So this wellness program helps. And it's not going to cost the county nothing. You already have it here. I just got to get it in and organize it and bring it to you all with your blessing. And like what we did with the county gave everyone 8 hours of education, and they came in and they educated everyone on diabetes, hypertension, asthma. So boom, everyone got educated in their diet. And then we brought in a prescription, the medication assistance program that's here too, but we're going to bring it to you. They don't got to go over there. We're going to bring it to the people in the courthouse and the other areas, wherever they're at in the precincts, and we'll bring them to you. So, and I'm right here. You know, it's not that far away, and it would be an honor and a privilege to service you all. So that's, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Is there anybody else?
August Petroleum County Auditor. I just want to bring it to the attention of the court. I think it was in the paper. But there's going to be a shoe drive for the people in Falfurrias that need some shoes. It's going to be done Wednesday, I think, at the junior high gym or somewhere around there. I just want to encourage me to let people know that, you know, if someone, you know, a family that has needs for some tennis shoes for the kids to wear, they'll be passing those things out at 5 on Wednesday, just to let the community know.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who will speak today? Okay. So then let's move forward. You want to approve of the regular, and item number 2, approve of regular and special commission court meetings. There were 6 of them. I think they were emailed to you. Does anyone have any questions or concerns regarding the minutes?
No, sir.
No, sir. I'll accept the motion for approval.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Approve of bills and claims.
All right, y'all should have those in front of you. Court went through these. Nothing out of the ordinary. Just want to bring your attention to the very last page, page number 8. And we'll notice on page 8 that we have out of the general fund, $92,089.04. Out of Road and Bridge, $18,668.47, and landfill, $3,496.47, for totals of $114,253.98. Again, nothing out of the ordinary for this time. Any questions?
No, sir.
Yeah, explain that to me again.
On the very last page?
Yeah, page 8.
Sure. On General Fund, Fund 12, we had total bills of $92,089.04. Road and Bridge was $18,668.47, and landfill, $3,496.47.
Okay, those were total.
Yes.
Sorry. Except they were individual expenditures.
No, no, sir.
No. Okay. Are there any questions concerned regarding the bills and claims?
No.
I will accept the motion for approval.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We're in item number 4. We're going to do reports a little differently. In the past, we have heard report by report and approved them one at a time. We're going to hear all of them and then approve them all at once. If there is one that you would like to pull out because you don't want to vote for it, then just let us know and we'll vote for that one individually. We'll separate it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So let's start with the treasurer's report.
The collections for the month of July. Adela Quintanilla, Justice of the Peace, 1, $15,799.50. Oralia Morales, JP 2, $123,011.48. Sylvia Donnelly, JP 3, $62,762.61. Rolando Garza, JP 4, $13,537.11. Elber Ray Silvas, County Clerk, $3,452. Noe Guerra, District Clerk, $8,042.50. Benny Martinez, Tax Assessor and Collector, $28,402.95. It brings a total of $255,008.15, and this is the breakdown. General Fund, $149,754.05. Road and Bridge, $6,661.62. Certificate of Obligation Interest and Sinking, $648.53. Certificate of Obligation Series 2011, $213.32. Certificate of Obligation Series 2013, $757.83. State fees, $81,123.43. Record preservation, $757.01. Courthouse Security Fund, $3,564.90. Code and Traffic, $2,007.11.30. Law Library, $210. Justice Court Technology, $3,505.06. Delinquent Fees, $5,086.10. Appellate Judicial, $15, which brings the total to $255,008.15. Other monies received, Erica did mention to me she was doing the state fees quarterly, so she's going to make monthly. So for the month of July, it was $12,096.55. The GEO county share is $55,886, so that brings the total to 67 $982.55. From the health use sales tax, we received $20,236.19. And these are the CDs that we have. We have one, two, three, four. We have five in the general. Number 360112 for $250,000. 863.93. General Fund 360120. $250,000, $863.93. General Fund number 360139, $250,000, $863.93. General Fund 360147, $501,727.85. This was cash, the CD number 360171 was cashed in on July the 26th for $250,810.40. So the general fund CDs total is $1,254,319.64. The road and bridge has two CDs, one 360155 for $351,209.49. And then the other one is number 359513, $150,444.16, which brings the total to $501,653.65. Is there any other questions?
Right here.
The, on the general fund, the cash-in in July, that was for what?
The general fund amount?
No, no. I'm asking why did y'all cash the $250,810 for what?
To meet payroll and the bills, the claims, yes.
Would y'all mind putting on the site for payroll and, you know, that we can know, you know, why you guys are catching
sure.
this in?
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Any other questions? No?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Welcome.
I think it's nice to say that we have $1.2
million
in the general fund CDs.
Yes, sir.
That's due to a lot of work and discipline over the last couple of years, so we congratulate the board, those of you all who were here, and the auditor's office. We appreciate it very much.
Hold on, Chuck. August, are we going to cash another CD pretty soon here, or this is the last one that we're going to do?
I figured that out. We are projected, hopefully, to not cash any of that. So that'll be our remaining fund balance plus whatever liquid cash we have. So that's great. That's sure. an increase from last year. Doing good.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Pleasure.
Okay. So we go to the next report, which is the auditor's monthly report.
On my report, I gave you all some extra stuff also. But on the regular audit reports, we see here that we had health use and sales tax. I'll give you the distribution per each month, a breakdown of what we have been getting. We see that we have new employees, Fernando Garcia, JP Security at the Annex, hired on 7/23. Jose Guerrero, jailer, hired on 7/23. Of course, Judge Eric Ramos, who was appointed judge on 7/2. Andrea Ochoa, part-time county attorney, hired on 7/10. Laura Torres, part-time JP number two, hired on 7/23. Ashley Gonzalez, temporary election department, hired on 7/5. We had no terminated employees or resigned employees for this report. I also want to bring y'all's attention, I haven't done it for a while. I gave y'all a big long piece of paper. It's called the Brooks County Revenues Report. It breaks down where we are in accordance to the time frame we are. So if we can go through that real quick. So you take out the first two pages, they go together. So pages, the first two pages, put side to side and it'll run consecutive. Okay. So we see here our JPs, our revenue for our JPs that we are, and this is for the month of June, that we should be at $731,250. We actually have $703,419.03 for a shortage of $27,830.97. And if y'all would notice when Katie gave the report, the treasury report, you'll notice the amount of the money brought in from the JPs. If you look at those comparison to last month and the previous months, that the portion has gone down a little bit. So, you know, we're keeping track of that. I just want to bring that to the attention of the court. Nothing severe that we have to be afraid of, but something that we just need to be aware of. Code enforcement revenue, we notice that we should be at $412,500. We are actually at $654,725.33, so we're over $242,225.33 as of June. District clerk fees, we should be at $12,375. We're at $12,550.70, so we're over $175.70. Our district clerk fines revenues, we should be at $45,000. That's what we projected. We're actually at $27,393 for a shortage of $17,607. County clerk fees, we should be at $33,000. We're at $28,922.38 for a shortage of $4,077.62. The county clerk fines, we should be at $6,000. We're actually at $250. So we're short $5,750. The GEO group, we should be at $240,000. We were at $220,840 for a shortage of $19,160. I did ask Erica about that. They were behind 1 month, so we already got that caught up. So the next time we bring this, that'll be even at par. So if you're wondering. So I bring your attention to the next two pages. So those two pages you can put down. The next two pages, we have the library. Our budget we projected right now should be $1,125. We're at $1,182.40. We're over $57.40. The sheriff fees of office, we should be at $11,250. We're actually at $8,045.37 minus $3,204.63. The sheriff prisoners board, that is the money that we get from the city for housing their inmates. We should be at $12,000. We're actually at $3,350 for short $8,650. Did look into that. Had one of my assistants talk to the city, and there were some issues as far as getting the bills over there to the city. So we got that under control. So we'll see you next time and more money in there. We've had some issues with that. County judge, we should be at $375. We're at $60. Minus $315. County attorney, $375. We're at $125. That's minus $250. Our constable's fees of office, we should be at $1,500. They're actually at $6,545, so they're over $5,045. Our taxes current, according to June for this, we're at we should be at $2,208,155.22. We were at $2,915,800.94 and over of $707,645.72. If I can bring your attention to the next two pages. Our taxes delinquent, this is with Linebarger. We should be at $97,500, what we projected. We're at $65,774.97. Makes us short $31,725.03. It is my understanding that Linebarger, and I know they're here representing, it's my understanding that there were some issues as far as getting a consistent person hired down here for this area. I don't know if they got that resolved. I guess they'll let y'all know in a little bit. But that was the issue there. Taxes P&I, we should be at $52,500. Actual is $40,589.22. Short $11,910.78. All this is the delinquent stuff. Commercial beer license, we didn't budget nothing, we got $42. Fees of office for the beer license, we should be at $150, zero. Mixed beverage tax, all that stuff. I just want to bring your attention to the very last part of this page. So we are over $817,105.23 when it comes to revenue over expenditures. Revenue over what we projected in our budget. That includes taxes. So if I take the tax base out, this gives us a true idea of where we are without taxes. If we do that, we're still over $109,459.51, which tells us that when we budgeted our revenue, we budgeted appropriately. We didn't over budget our revenue. We've actually budgeted less, and now we came over. So that's a good thing. And that's why y'all always, if we continue doing that, we're not puffing our revenue. We're not overinflating our revenue. Otherwise, we would see a negative there. That's why you'll see every time we finish our end of a year, we're always going to have about 100,000 plus, because we're always shooting underneath what we're actually going to get. And that's smart budgeting. So that's kudos to, you know, to y'all. Kudos to everyone who's involved in that. I'd like to bring attention to the very next two pages. That was the general fund. Yes, sir.
Well, on what you just mentioned, is that going to be true for this year? Are you expecting?
Yes, that's this year. Yes, sir.
So that's about how much you're expecting to put in the fund balance?
Is that that's why last year we had a fund balance of 1.1, and that's why when Commissioner Martinez asked, are we going to cash in any other CDs, and I told him more likely no, the way it's going. And that, because we have 1.25, so there's that extra 100,000. We saved it on the backside. So that's good. So if we continue that trend every year, we should have an extra 100,000 this in there. That's smart.
Thank you.
And then the last two pages, this is the road and bridge stuff. I'm not going to go through every one, but I want to go through the last page. With tax collections, we're over $282,740.80. And then if we take out the tax portion of that, we're over $31,124.82. So doing healthy. We're healthy. We're consistent. It's a good standard. We've been doing that. And my idea and my learning and my understanding of what I was taught in college is that slow growth is great growth. So we can continue on with that trend. And the county will continue prospering. So, and these reports, you know, they reflect that. So, good job. That's all I got.
I left out another CD, the health use sales tax fund, number 360597, $130,680.68. And also for the ending balance of July, we don't have those numbers as of right now, because we're still, you know, we haven't closed the month yet, so we're working on that. The auditors have been real busy working on the budget, so. But as soon as, you know, I will be able to give you that total for the record.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And, you know, one of the things I heard was that when I came in here is that you had to be careful with that auditor's office, you know. But I think their guidance in the budget has been spot on, and that's why we can say what Mr. Pacioli just said. So. He gives the credit to the board. I think he deserves some of that credit, so we appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're off.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so County Foreman's report.
Good afternoon. My report's the same month in, month out. Just for the record, the brush crew did an outstanding job last month. They went to all county roads twice, Encino twice, it 36 county roads patching, and it shredded 39 county roads also. Other than that, everything else is the same that we do month in, month out.
Questions, comments? This is the report you sent to us?
Yes.
No questions.
No, we're good?
Yes, sir. Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Mr. Garrett.
Thank you.
County Tax Assessor Collector, Chief Deputy Monthly Report.
Good afternoon. Before I start, I would like to have Linebarger come up here so we can introduce our area manager.
This is Michelle, and she's going to be our area manager for Brooks County. And this is her supervisor, which is Joanne. And then, of course, you know, everybody knows Gracie. She's also from Linebarger.
And we're here just to let y'all know that we have never really stopped working
for Brooks County. You know, we're very important, we're going to continue working hard. And actually, Michelle is young, new, eager to work, so she'll be doing a lot of good things for Brooks County. And we have a great supervisor, Joanne is fantastic, she's on her at all times. Joanne's been with the taxing unit for about 24 years, but 27 years, so she knows everything that needs to be done, and we're going to work extra hard for Brooks like we always do. And if y'all have any questions, any concerns, y'all can get a hold of me.
So is she be going, coming every other day, or?
Not every other day, Commissioner, she'll be coming every other week.
Okay.
But every other week, she'll be here working with Terry, and she speaks to Terry probably every single day, and not once, maybe more than once. They
okay.
have good communication. But every week, she won't unless Terry needs her to come, or if someone asks for her to be here, of course, she will be here. But for your question, your answer is she'll be here every other week.
Okay.
Every other week.
All right.
Any other questions?
No.
Everybody okay, Judge? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome, Michelle. Look forward to it.
Okay, I won't be doing our motor vehicle report. We did get our last 2 weeks a little late back from the treasurer's office because Erica was busy doing other reports for the budget. So I'll just be doing our tax collection report for the month of July. And on our next meeting, I will go ahead and do the July report for motor vehicle. Okay, so for the dispersed totals for the month of July 2018, for our county road and bridge ad valorem tax, we had a total of $25,895.43. Our total farm to market remittance is $2,507.52. We had attorney fees for the month of July in the amount of $3,424.19. The interest was $15.45. We did have one NSF fee that was paid, and the total county remittance is $28,402.95. Any questions on that report?
No. Continue.
Okay, the next report is going to be our collection report percentage. This is a TC-168. And for 2017, we do have a collection percentage of 92.77. And our balance as of July 31st is $277,063.52. And, of course, you have the prior years, the delinquent years. Mm-hmm. Any questions on this one?
Mm-mm. 92.77, yeah. That's about par for the court. Mm-hmm. Okay. Questions, comments? Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
It's been a busy month for her, and she's still got work to do, so we appreciate it. Approved monthly reports. From the county offices, JP, Precinct 1. You have that report in your packet.
Yes.
JP, Precinct 2. I don't see any JPs here. Are there any JPs here? So, again, you have those reports in your packet. We have the library report that was also included in your packet. And the landfill report, which was included in your packet, and we have the addition here. Okay. Our landfill director is at the doctor's today, so he was not able to make it. Are there any questions or comments on any of the reports?
No.
Would any commissioner like to separate any report and vote on them separately?
No.
Okay, then I'll take a motion to accept all of the reports submitted.
Motion
by Commissioner Garza. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Okay. So we are going to go now to agenda item number 5. Discuss, consider, and act on the opening of the bid previously submitted for the health insurance with possible awarding. This was something that was tabled from July 10th. Questions, comments, concerns?
The insurance committee met
on Monday, August the 13th, and it was the consensus of the committee to go with a self-funded plan through Entrust as the administrator and Linda Walker as the consultant. So, Judge, if you want to put it to a vote, this was the consensus of the committee, and we need to vote.
That's your recommendation?
That was the recommendation of the committee.
Okay. Is there a second?
Before we take action, Ms. Garza, how much money are we going to be saving if we go self-funded?
Who
can answer that question?
It's right here on that pay down here at the bottom.
Okay.
The one they gave us, almost $200,000.
Can I have a copy of it?
Yes.
I'm sorry. We'll get you a copy of that. Yes.
I think the overall budget numbers were that last year we budgeted $713,000, and this year I think we're going to budget the same amount, but the projection is that we will use a little over $500,000. If the numbers come out right, it's going to be about
$200,000.
Yes. And we can get a copy for you. I'm sorry, that was my fault.
Okay. Now, the copay and all that is going to change. Katie, I know that you're in charge of the claims and you're the HR. Can you address the court if we're going to be going up or it's going to go down, or how much the employees are going to pay? Would you mind stepping up to the podium? Thank you.
Okay. Based on the information that was given to me, $25 copay.
25?
Right.
Okay. All right.
Is that correct? Mm-hmm. 25?
How about if you go see a specialist? How much?
A specialist?
Yes.
Let me see right.
And if you go to the HR, ER.
Actually, I can pass that back.
Okay. It's that we don't have anything in front of us, so.
She's going to give you all that information.
Before I make a decision, I'd like to know what's going on before I approve something that I haven't seen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3, 6.
Thank you.
Well, she's got some.
Okay. What page is that?
We can give one to them and one to the auditor. One to the auditor. Oops.
From the back, go to the second to the last.
You want to go over the medical benefits?
Sorry?
Go over the medical benefits? Are they in the back?
They don't have one.
Okay.
The county clerk back there? I guess you can help us explain. Okay, I think they're going with this plan.
So this gives you a breakdown of all the co-pays.
Can we get you a little bit of all of them?
Yeah, just.
Yes.
So if you notice the breakdown, we were on this page previously, so you can see right here. This just shows you your current TAC plan up against the plan that was chosen with the most savings. So right off the bat, you're going to have about $76,000 in savings moving from premium with TAC to the premium with Entrust. There's an additional potential to save money throughout the year. If the claims run low and you run more at expected or below expected, there will be even more additional savings. And then if you switch to the next page, you'll be able to see the plan design. So the nice thing is that we went back to this family monthly deductible, what, $500? So that means in any one month, if somebody meets that deductible, then the plan pays at 100%. So that's a very good savings. And the coinsurance obviously is 100%, so anytime there's a service item that's subject to the deductible, and once that's met, the plan will pay at 100%. Your maximum out of pocket for the individual is $6,000. You have unlimited maximum benefits for the lifetime. A $10 copay for the convenience care clinic, that's like with inside the CVS. That's what a convenience clinic is, like a minute clinic sometimes are called. A physician's office visit is going to be $25 copay. A routine preventive care is covered at 100%, so that's your well woman, your well babies, any type of preventive screenings. Your outpatient lab and radiology diagnostics are going to be paid at a $25 copay. Is the specialist the same?
Yes.
Specialist is also $25. Your outpatient, which are those higher dollar imaging like CT scans, MRI, PET scans, those are subject to the deductible and then covered at 100%. And of course, emergency room has a $500 copay. Your urgent care is a $50 copay. And then inpatient, outpatient, and all other services are subject to the deductible and covered at 100% once the deductible is met.
Before we leave that page, I just want to clarify, because we've done the deductible differently in the past. The deductible is $500 per month.
That is correct.
And that is a family unit.
Right? Correct.
For the family unit. So if you have a family of three, a worker and two children.
It could be one person meeting that $500 or everyone.
All three.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we have the underwriter here from Entrust, Eric Schulman. So if you have any more specific questions regarding the plan design, feel free to ask. If you'll switch to the next page, we can go over the medication. This plan covers generic only medication. Generally, in public entities, we would see generic utilization very high anyway, probably around 85%. The other thing that this has is a really unique sort of provider contract with two facilities that are outside of the network, one with the Methodist Health System and then also one in San Antonio with the University Health System. These are directly contracted with Entrust. If any of your members were to use these facilities, they would be waiving the deductible requirement if they're seen there, and they would be paid as in-network services. So that's a huge benefit if they're wanting to see a specialist in the San Antonio or the Houston area. Any other questions?
As far as cost for family coverage, is it going to be basically the same as what it is now? Or?
When you self-fund, you have the ability to manipulate the premium some. So that would be a discussion we would want to have. Right now, the way that they've been set and blended is what you see on the cost breakdown. So if you look where it says maximum exposure, and it has the coverage tiers, employee only, employee child, employee children, you're probably on page 12, I'm guessing. Sorry, there's no page numbers, I apologize. So you want to be on this page.
My question to you all, how much were we paying for TAC insurance?
How much were we paying, August,
from the insurance that we have right now, Yes.
$833,550.
Out of the general was 700 something. This will be a savings of up to 200 grand, dependent. This is a better deal. The Entrust, I mean, it's a good thing.
Okay.
We've got dental on here. No dental, right?
No, those are just savings examples to show you that being self-funded over time really does produce a tremendous amount of dollar savings. So those are just examples of other public entity clients that we have in our book of business and the amount of money that we've been able to save them over time.
Is that right now, I know that you guys just brought this lecture to us. I feel that I'm under pressure to work for something. I don't even know what's going on. I know it's you all met the committee, but here again, that's me. I just feel that we're here to vote on it and to take action today. I'm not against no policy. I just want the best policy for the employees of this county, because anybody can sell you a policy and then make it sound so great. But at the end, guess what? We're going to be stuck with it. And I mean, I don't want to go up on their premium, because we're going to go self-funded, and we're just going to be saving $200,000. know?
I'm not sure there was ever an intention to go up on the premium.
The premiums are the same.
It will be actually lower, but I also will say...
Well, here again, it's like, my, the way I do things in being a county commissioner, I always like to do my own research. Right now, I feel that here's this, you know, we have to take action. See, I mean, I feel kind of like against the wall to make a decision right now, because we didn't have a workshop to explain to us on a one-on-one basis with all insurance people that are here today. I mean, that's me. I don't know how the court feels, but I mean, it's like I feel that I'm being pressured for something. I mean, I'm not saying that you guys are doing anything wrong, but it's just, I feel that we should have been, like, have a workshop, all commissioners, with every representative, not just the committee. It's okay, you know what, this is the best for all the county employees and the elected officials.
I think that's extremely important for you to understand what you're purchasing. We did offer to do a workshop. We were just told that there wasn't enough time.
Well, there was a lot of things going on, you know, and I mean, I don't want to go into that detail, okay? So, yes.
I will just say that we have had a past relationship, a very positive one with the county, and so has Entrust. So we're both very familiar with the issues around the health plan, and we look forward to serving at the pleasure of the court once you guys make a decision, and we'd be available for whatever type of workshop you'd be interested in having.
Okay.
So, let me, anything else from anybody?
No, sir. That's it.
We're good.
Katie just wanted us to mention that you would be able to continue to do, if you wanted, you could continue to do your ACA compliance reporting through TAC. And they have a program called the ARTS program that you're currently using. Entrust will also do that ACA compliance as well if you choose to build that into the plan. And I did discuss the cost with him, so we're able to offset that in a way. And then I did speak with Spawn because they're connected to this plan. And wellness seemed to come up a few times. You know, we started the Wellness Coalition here in 2015 and worked very closely with the county on wellness activities. And Spawn has agreed to give you flu shots for free and also do a free health fair for you guys. So if you're interested in those services for the county, we would love to assist you.
So on the premium, the employee would pay how much? The same. No change.
If you look right here.
Yes, I was looking at it.
You can this is what we're paying.
This is what we're paying right now. We're paying $695, okay? Out of that $695, the employee pays $118.54. So the county picks up the difference. So if you look on the other plan, it went to $626. So if you subtract $118.54, the difference is what the county's going to pick up. I don't know the difference. I didn't do my math, but
yes,
that's what it is.
I see that.
Okay.
Yeah,
so and so forth. Employee and child, it went down a little. And then employee and children, it also went down a little.
It went down.
But the employee portion will stay the same as $118.54.
Missing out of here is the employee contribution that you're going
to
get back.
To cover the family's 160.
So be sure you tell them.
It's going to cost the employee 118. We pay the rest.
Well, is it this what that is? What is this?
That's just the, right off the bat. The savings and the savings and premium. Yeah.
So the term, 118.
The employee is not included in this.
The family coverage is what I'm asking.
Well, we don't have, we pay the.
Yes, sir.
We don't have complete family coverage, right?
Oh, no.
We don't include spouse.
We don't cover spouse.
And historically, the reason that happened is because there were several sick spouses on the plan that drove the claims very high over several years, and the county decided to no longer offer spousal coverage.
So all we have is one child or more than one child.
So that's how much you would be collecting in premiums.
Yes.
That, now, is that different from the past? Have we offered family before 215?
That's what...
That's why we should do that.
That's when it raised the claims extremely high, and we were left without insurance.
We were doing just the employee and the children.
I don't know the other reason, though.
Typically, it's what's happening in the group that drives up the cost in this type of plan. I will point out that this is not a completely self-insured plan. This is what's called a staggergate. It's a blended plan, which means you'll never go over the maximum that is listed here. So you're never going to be asked to pay more money than that. If your claims run lower than that maximum exposure, that money is yours in reserve to pay toward claims or premium. Okay, so if you build a reserve in there, you will be able to use it as you wish, as long as it's, you know, to the health, toward the health plan. Mm-hmm.
So taking the employees into consideration that have family coverage, in reality, they're not saving anything. They're going to have to spend more because they're going to have to look for an outside insurance to insure their spouse. Is that correct?
I think it's been several years that the county has not offered spousal coverage.
That's how it's been for the last 3 years. That's how it's been for the last 3 years.
And I think David Jacobson from Interest would like to make a comment.
Katie didn't recognize me because I got really old. I was here probably 20 years ago when we first worked with Brooks County. But I think what might help the commissioner's court is when you all went out to bid, you asked for similar coverage to what you currently offer. So what we did is we actually provided a proposal that isn't really even traditional self-funding. It's more of like a dividend-paying policy. So you have a maximum cost, and if which is a $70,000 to $80,000 savings. And if things run well, you could get 10 or 20% more back, or 30%. So unlike traditional self-funding, think of it more like you're fully insured, but you have the opportunity to get a check back at the end of the year if everything goes well. You don't have that option with the TAC program, okay? With the TAC program, it is what it is, and next year the rates go up. The nice thing about the program that y'all are looking at purchasing, and I actually wasn't involved in the process. Eric did this with, you know, with the committee and things like that. But the nice part about it is, let's say you do want to cover spouses eventually, because you took spouses out with TAC and everybody. So let's say you want to add something back for spouses, or you want to tweak the plan over time. You have the flexibility to do that in this type of program. So at any point in time, you could say, hey, what would it look like if we decide to do something for spouses again? Or what would it look like if we do that? You don't really have that option right now. So I just wanted to mention that. I don't know if that helps, but even though you have a rate and you're going to pay that and it looks a lot like what you're doing now, if 3 months from now you say, hey, we'd like to maybe look at something else, it's still a self-funded plan. You have that option. You can say, I think maybe we should do something for the spouses. So I just didn't want to confuse. I didn't want to get it confused. If you want to change these things, it is literally unlimited to whatever you want to do. And that's kind of our job to help manage that process for you. Okay, I don't know if you have any questions about that.
Commissioners, I was helping them while they made the call to the committee. I just want y'all to know I handled the call for your committee. And but my main thing is here, okay, you're doing this. You're setting up a self-funded plan. You got generic drugs, but there's no brand name on the projection that you're showing there. Okay, there's no brand name drugs. So what are you going to do with the brand name drugs for people that there's no generic? Okay, so this is where you bring this wellness and medication assistance program to bring it all together. So you're going to leave a whole section of employees out there that are going to be, that are taking generic. But you have some that got to take brand name because there ain't nothing else but brand name. So what's going to happen? They're going to have to pay it out of their pockets. So instead of giving them, so I'm just telling you, the way you design this is real important, you know, and when you vote today, the way this thing is set up is that there's no generic, there's only generic drugs, no brand name. Now, there's another option if you want to get brand name involved, and the brand name would be a different cost, but it would cost you another, to have brand name and generic, it would run you another, okay, so you're thinking about generic only. That was the proposition, and that's the second one. And the premium, the what they're projecting, your maximum cost is $756,000. What they estimate is $681,000. And Eric is the one that goes back and checks all your claims and current claims that you have now. So you might go all the way down to $681,000. But the problem is there's no brand name drugs. So if you go over to the other one, if you choose brand name drugs, and it would cost you $784,000, okay, and the expected cost is $706,000. Okay, that's the fourth one. The fourth one right here. So that's what I'm telling y'all. It's real important that y'all make a good decision when you come in and do this, because I don't know if y'all even spoke about the brand name. What are you going to do about that? So you're giving the people the same premium, but we're increasing their cost liability because there's no brand name drugs. So this is why I'm, you know, trying to bring it all together for y'all, and I could do it for you. Okay, so I'm just giving you the heads up so y'all could have a little more information in your hands, because the brand name was not mentioned.
Can I speak?
The brand name is $745,000.
So with all due respect to the comments with brand medication, I would say the most prudent thing to do would be to run a disruption report and find out exactly how many members in your 110 group are on brand medication. There could be two, there could be three. And then you're choosing a plan design based on those three individuals. So that would be the first thing that I would recommend. And then we can really truly see what plan design needs to be in place in order to best serve your population. With self-funded plans such as Entrust is offering, there is a tremendous amount of flexibility to change the plan design from year to year. And that's what a true consultant does, is they sit down with you periodically to help you forecast and make those plan adjustments as needed in order to save money. Those are all cost controls. And again, we also want to do that thinking of your population in mind, okay? Because really, truly, health insurance should serve the employees of Brooks County. And it should do so without breaking your bank. So we want to try to accomplish both of those goals.
Thank you.
Okay. Eric wanted to mention something.
One of the things that we found out when we're not covering brand name drugs is that most of the time, if a brand name drug is not covered, the employees could qualify. I'm not saying this is for every single drug, but the employees would qualify for financial assistance, and the manufacturers would pay for the drug at 100%. So there's a lot of resources out there that the employees can use, even if they have co-pays on the brand name drugs, to get these drugs for a lower cost to the plan or not even have to pay for them at all. There's prescription hope programs, and depending on the, and I remember from, because we've had, you know, we had you as a client for a very long time, and due to the salaries that the employees make, a lot of them would potentially fall into the area where they could get these brand name drugs or even specialty medications for free or reduced costs.
Mr. Petrolli, did you have something to say?
But I think it's real important y'all have a plan for the people that might not be covered. That's the bottom line.
I would like to speak. Is that fine?
Controller?
I was one of the members on the committee. So to answer Commissioner Martinez's question, because I know, I think I know him pretty well, and I know that he likes to make a good, wise decision. Now, when we did this committee, it wasn't something that we did, okay, let's do it real quick and let's get out of here, let's pick so-and-so. No, we deliberated, and yes, we did call Phil for the interest time, because we didn't know that Walker and Associates also put in a bid for Entrust. We didn't find this out until later. So, you know, it's not that, you know, we know for a fact, because Phil's group and Walker's group, they both went with Entrust. And Entrust was the better plan from the other plans. So we took all that consideration, we looked at the final cost, looked at every option. It wasn't something we did expediently, it took a process, it took us like 3-4 hours, and we met again another day So it wasn't something that we just said, let's just get it out of here and get out of the way. Because, you know, I have, I'm on the plan. I have, you know, it's important for me. So interest is the best administrative plan for this year. And I hate to say this, but it's true. No, we don't have time. You know, and this is not a time issue like we're trying to force to get interest into us, because we can go to TAC and we can get a plan right now. But, you know, we are running out of time to do something to benefit Brooks County to save us money. This plan is going to save us money. There is a maximum ceiling, because I asked that question not only times to Eric that day, three times. You know, there's a maximum ceiling. We budget for that ceiling. We did talk about generic drugs in comparison to brand name drugs and how we would handle that. So we talked about all these issues that dealt with that. So not one issue wasn't left unturned that we can, that we thought we talked about, and we can talk to him. But he was there. I even brought in Bobby Sines that other day. So the judge, myself, Angie was brought in. So there's other people that talk about it. So it's not a problem that interest is not the good plan. It's not a problem that the plan interest is not good for the county right now. All that is perfect. The problem was, okay, which broker do we go to? Because both brokers brought the same plan. And so the consensus of the committee was, well, we'll go with Walker & Associates because they were our broker or our consultant last time, and they didn't burn a bridge. They didn't do nothing wrong. It's no disrespect to Mr. Phil. It's that, you know, it'd be different if they burned the bridge or, you know, they had a bad thing and actually helped us. So why not go back to the person that was helping us prior to our self-funded insurance plan? So I just hope and pray that we don't say, okay, let's not vote on this because I don't have enough time. You know, I would imagine we take the consensus of the committee, because when we bring in bids, you know, we give them to a couple people and we take their consensus, like the ambulance. You know, we're going to take what does the ambulance board say? And we're going to take their vote. You know, so I would plead with you and plead with y'all, let's make a decision today. You know, y'all can make whoever broker you want to go with. All right. But interest is the plan. We need to take this plan right now. It's in our budget. Our budget is balanced. We need to move forward with this. We've been doing this since February. We can wait, but what's the point when coming back to the table? It's going to be interest. They're a better plan. It's going to save us money. We've been losing money with TAC for the last 2 years for sure, because, you know, our claims are less than what we're paying out. Why not keep that money in-house? You know, you've always been for the county commissioner. I know you have. You know, why not keep the money in the house and do that? So I'm pleading that, as far as if you, my expertise in finances and money, this is the better plan. Ever since I got here, we wouldn't do something to hurt the county or to hurt our employees. I implore and plead with the court to make a decision today. That's all I'm saying. Please.
So Ana? Ana Maria?
Thank you, Ana. Just a couple of things before we move on. First, I want to thank Phil, because we all talked about the 2 and 3 hours we spent that first day, and he was with us most of the time by phone, but he was there. And the packet changed as a result of that meeting, and he facilitated that change. So we appreciate it very much, very much. Secondly, I'd like to say that, yeah, we did look at everything, I think. We met, overall, when we took 3 meetings, probably 7 to 8 hours. all together in which we talk about things. And we look at two things, what would benefit the employee and what would benefit the county, and everything came to interest. So that would be different. And third thing I was going to ask, but I think he answered our question, is if we have the time, but our auditor is saying that he prefers that we do it today because of the budget price crunch that we're in.
Yep.
And I would just say, if I'm here in January and beyond, then we will do things a little differently. But this is what we're with today, and I think the committee did due diligence and worked real hard and picked the right plan.
So, Judge, I just want to say that we've had interest in the past, and we never had any problems. We've had Walker and Associates, and we've never had any problems. So, I mean, they have a good track record. That's all I can say. And trust, and Walker and Associates, we work together, and that's all.
So we have a recommendation from Commissioner Garza. Is there a motion?
Prior, Judge.
Motion by Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Congratulations.
Thank you, Court.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you for listening to our plan, again, because it really got adjusted overnight based on the committee's conversation with Intrust and Mr. Acevedo. So, okay. Agenda item number 6, discuss, consider, and act on the United States top-level domain, USTLD, locality registrant agreement, and a domain name contact form. This is just relating to our email. Our email domain name has changed from one company to another. And so the new company is asking for a new agreement. It's not changing in any way. There's no cost to us. There's absolutely no difference from the last one. There's simply, it's a new company that's dealing with our domain. So we just need approval to the agreement, to this.
Here,
the new agreement. Is there a motion?
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. So we go to agenda item number 7. Discuss, consider, and act on the purchase and installation of remanufactured engines for the road and bridge motor grader. Mr. Garrett.
Okay. I told you all last meeting about the problems we're having with that motor grader. It's going to need another engine because if they take it apart, they might find other problems with it. It'd be the best thing to go with a remanufactured engine. I got 2 quotes, one from H&B Equipment and one from Anderson Equipment. The one from H&B Equipment is just the block itself. It doesn't come with anything on it. They have to use the old turbos from our engine, oil pumps and all that stuff. The one from Anderson comes with all those parts, so it's just to take out our engine and install that other engine, and it's ready to go. So I'd rather go with that Anderson. Let me see. It's a $5,000 difference. From H&B Equipment would be $12,616.80. And that's just for, that's for the labor to, and then using our old parts from our old engine. And from Anderson Equipment, $17,371.45. That's the labor and everything. Just to pull out and drop in the other engine.
The money's in the budget, sir.
We have to move monies around, but we have monies in our budget.
So which one are you going to go with, David?
I'd rather take it to Anderson.
With the new parts.
17,000.
17?
Yes, sir. Yeah, everything's already, they had already fixed the mold board, the turntable. They had done some work on the transmission before, too. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the engine's the last strong.
Okay. What?
Questions, comments?
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'll accept the motion.
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 Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. To approve the purchase and installation of remanufactured engine.
Engine
from
Anderson, is that what you said?
Yeah, Anderson's going to buy it from the Cummins dealership, factory, and then they're going to install it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. And agenda item number 8, discuss repaving West Travis Road with help from the City of Palmetto from business 281 to County Road 101. Mr. Guerra.
It's actually going to be an overlay. It's not going to be repaving, it's an overlay.
Overlay?
Yeah, I was typed out wrong.
So not overpaid, overlay.
Yeah, not repaid.
Not repaid.
No. It's going to be, it's 4,200 feet of road. It starts from 285 to County Road 101, which is Highline Road. So we're going to go west from 281 to Highline Road. With help from the city, they have a paver. We would buy the material. The city would use their paver, a few men. Equipment, we use our equipment and their equipment. I mean, it's going to be a joint effort to fix that road. Everybody uses that road. It's used for the annex, for funerals, for the cemetery, the Jersey softball games, the Jersey Bells. It's used, everybody uses that road, and it needs a little bit of touch-up, so we're thinking of overlaying the whole road. The amount of material we need would be 1,022 tons. We'd be widening the road 2 feet to make it 22 feet, and we'd put an overlay of 2 inches thick. Before anything, we'd have to get core samples and make sure the road is stable. You don't want to go do a road and then start cracking on yourself. I spoke to Freddie from TxDOT. They're kind of busy right now because it's the end of their physical year, but he said to call them 2 days in advance and they could maybe come out and spray some tack for us. So we got to talk to them also. And we might have to close some side streets. Did I tell you the price of the material?
No.
$75,628 for 1,022 tons from bulk and material of coal mix.
Question, comment. David, who's going to do the testing of the...
I'd have to call in, I don't know who we're going to call in right now. Do you have anybody? TxDOT? Yeah, we call TxDOT and see what they can provide. Yeah. Or who they can lead us to.
How many samples y'all going to take from this project?
I don't know. We have to take up from different points of the road.
So make sure that, because I know anytime you lay some asphalt, it has to be so many degrees hot for it to, right?
No, well, that's hot mix. We're not going to use hot mix. We're going to use tack and coal mix.
Coal mix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the tack will keep it on there, and then the coal mix has oil to it also. So we don't have to bring in hot mix. It's a lot more expensive.
All right. Okay. I understand. You're right. Okay.
All right, sir. So it's just a discussion. It's up to you all. If you all want to agree to it.
Did you say that you contacted TxDOT, or you're going
to... No, I talked to Freddie from TxDOT. He just said to give him 2 days in advance because they're real busy right now.
David, this is the only road that you plan to do, or other roads?
After we
well?
Do this one, I was talking to AB, maybe we can get together and do some other roads that are there and need some help come in inside the city. So we can talk about that later on.
Yeah.
Make an interlocal or something to do. Yeah, Ms. Gasso was saying we have to make an agreement. Yes.
I believe we have to make an agreement. That's what they told us when we went to our conference, when we had a...
I talked to David T.
Yes, interlocal agreement between the city.
I talked to David T. about it, and he said it wouldn't be a problem just to bring it to court. But I don't know. It's
with no agreement. I don't know. Okay. That's not what they told us. But can somebody, Judge, can you call TAC and find out if we have to have a...
Can we vote on it?
No, we can go ahead and vote it in.
Yeah, no problem. We'll get that in the local.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion?
Great opportunity. I think this would be a great pilot project. I know we've been talking about what we can do with our roads, and I like it. We need to, I can reach out to Mike, Council of Wealth Edge, to find out what their take is on it.
Yeah, I'd like to do it this budget year, because we still have money in our budget for roads, so I'd like to do it before October. Maybe at the end of this month, if we could. The sooner the better.
Yeah.
Well, if we approve it today, we'll just have to wait for his, for him to take it to his council. If they're in agreement, then it'd be a go.
When is your next meeting?
The first Monday.
Okay.
I also want to congratulate and express our effort to continue to working together. Now, we have to end Brooks County, so
yes, it is.
We need to help each other out as much as possible. Questions, comments?
No, sir.
No.
And you did mention this is in the budget.
Yes, sir. We have, I think we have about 200,000. Yeah, we got enough.
Yeah, we budget some money
For road improvements.
Yeah.
Super. If there are no more questions or comments, I'll accept the motion.
Right here. It's a discussion.
Yeah, it's just a discussion. Yeah.
Oh, it's just
discussion. Okay.
Yeah.
We're not
voting. Once we get everything in place, then we'll bring it to approval.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. That gives us time.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms.
Judge,
Kara.
I was going to ask you.
Okay. Yes. Let's move to agenda item number 12. To discuss, consider, and act on accepting MetLife as our sole provider for dental and vision services, along with other benefits to be included in group life and critical illness, submitted by HR. Thank you, City Manager and AD.
Okay. Right now, we have our vision plan with, they're separate, vision and dental, with two different vendors. And ever since I've been handling this, we have problems. The service, the billing. And so Mr. Ruiz and I have been communicating, and he's been with the county in the past, and he has really given us good service. So he's here to present, you know, what he has to offer us.
Good afternoon, Judge and Commissioners.
Okay.
A little bit taller. So what you have in front of you is a basically a proposal from Metropolitan Life, which is an A-plus rated carrier. They're a very, very large vendor in reference to the group benefits. If we go to the first page there, we open it up. It's just basically a summary of benefits on your dental plan. Current rates that you have there at the bottom are basically matching what you all had last year. I do believe that you all are having a rate increase this year, because most dental plans increase every year. But the benefit here, I think some of the key features and benefits, I'm going to propose two dental plans for the county. And the main features and benefits is, number one, we do have a provider here in town, which means that your dentist is a provider on your on this dental plan with MetLife. I believe I verified this yesterday. I made another phone call, I had already verified, but you currently have a current dental plan right now with Avisis, and they are not in the network. They're on a network provider with your current dental plan. So with MetLife, they would be in-house. So basically, is the benefit to the county is if the employees are looking for a dentist, they don't have to travel half an hour or an hour and a half for a provider on there. So they can make sure that they don't have any out-of-pocket expenses on the benefits. So there are two dental plans that are being proposed here. One was to match rates that you currently have now. With I think there's $1,000 max out-of-pocket benefit on your current dental plan. This one is $1,250. So we're basically increasing benefits at $1,250 at same rates that you currently have now on that. That's not including your rate increase that you currently that you're probably going to incur. Is there a rate increase, Katie, on your current plan? Okay. So, and then this next page after that, the MetLife, the one that shows the blue lining on there. It's simply Smart Bundle, which is on the next page on there. We have the, we're proposing the dental division, and MetLife has extended an offer to all employees on the group life level, which is voluntary, paid for by the employee, and it's group life insurance, and it's guaranteed issue for all employees. Doesn't matter if there's a pre-existing condition, the individual is in a major illness as we speak, or a family member, every employee is guaranteed issue $100,000 in life insurance. Now, when it comes to group life insurance, I'll touch on that a little bit here in a little bit, but when it comes to group life insurance, that is the most cost-effective way for the family members to actually buy life insurance. You've got your permanent coverages that are a little bit pricier, but group life is the most cost-effective way for them to go. But going back to the Simply Smart Bundle, you do have employees that currently have the dental in the vision with two separate carriers. When we consolidate, they go to add line one, which means the vision, so their rate drops by 50% on the dental plan. Okay? And then if they add the additional feature and benefit, they add the group life for even $10,000, which might be a cost of a dollar or 50 cents or $2 for the employee, they would drop an additional down to 24, 23. So there's what they do, a multi-line discount. Currently, because everything is separated with different vendors, you don't qualify for what they call a multi-line discount. And MetLife is famous for that with larger school districts and municipalities on there. So, you have any on there, sir? So both dental plans that we're proposing, you have the first option, then when we flip the page on it, at the very top you see what they call a dental plan with 2K max. That is a $2,000 annual maximum out of pocket on the dental plan. Okay? You're currently at 1,000. This would be at 2,000. But if you look at the bottom there, the rates, they're probably, if not very comparable, or almost the same as your current renewal rates with your ERISA plan on there. So we can basically, there's two options there. It has to be one or the other. It has to be the 1250 max or the 2000 max. It can't be both side by side with MetLife. It can only be one on there. But the rate is $2,704 per employee per month, which is exceptional for a $2,000 max benefit on there. The standard, we work with a lot of school districts and municipalities and groups and corporations. The standard out there in the industry is 1500 max. So you'd be above average on that side of the dental plan on there. Do you have any questions on the dental plan so far?
How much are we going to be saving?
Savings for actually what we on the rates. Katie, do you have the rates for renewal? For go ahead.
Okay. On Emeritus, the rates will go up in September. To $26.36. If we go with his plan, the $2,000, the difference is only 68 cents, like for just one person, employee only. I'm sorry? Yes. And if you choose the employee and spouse, it will be $52.78. Emeritus is $51.44, $1.34 difference. So, no, well, we choose this one, right?
Okay, yeah, that's how I plan. So she's going with a 2,000 max, which is 40, which is the double the feature and benefit that you currently have. If we go with a 1250 benefit versus, if we go with a $1,250 benefit, which is closer to what you currently have on there for the county, the employee's cost is $24.98 with us, MetLife. Not including the multi-line discount. If they had vision, it's going to drop another 50 cents or so on there. Plus, if they add the group life, it's going to drop a little bit further now. But the renewal, our plan is $24.98 a month. The renewal is $26.36 with your current plan. So the difference there is $1.38 for the employee. So that's a savings back to the employee on that side.
We choose the lower benefit one. We'll save a little money.
Yes.
If you choose the gold package, or it has double benefit, but it might slight increase.
68
cents on one and 124 on the family.
Right.
On the kids.
The most it'll go up, like if you have your family, is $2.37 for double the coverage.
Right. Coverage.
That's the most
it'll. Both of them have personnel.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's absolutely correct. And then The unique thing about it is they do have dentists. It is highly accepted in Mexico, so the individuals can actually transport to Mexico for their services on there. One of the things that they have done is that we bundle all three benefits together, which is that's at the option of the employee. They can go dental, vision, or even the optional group life. Is they'll give you a three-year rate guarantee on the vision, two-year rate guarantee on the life, and a max 6% increase on the dental per year for the next 3 years on that, so by bundling. Now on the group life, on the vision plan, that would be the next feature benefit on there. Very simply, what we did is we went in there and we matched benefits with what you currently had with MetLife, with the exception of the contact lenses. You currently have a $200 benefit. MetLife would be $175 on there. But the rates with MetLife, I believe, are about 5% less expensive than what they're currently paying now on there.
It also covers our local.
We do have a local optometrist. I think the ophthalmologist optometrist. So there's a nice clinic here with about three or four doctors on there. So it should be on here. The provider list, Ophthalmology Consultants of Texas. They're on Gardner Street. So any questions on the vision? Anywhere. You can go in or out of the network. That's absolutely correct. On there, so there, you know, I partnered up with other brokers, and we worked, you know, I mean, this is the same plan that was just implemented in West Texas, basically almost mimicking the same plan, rates, pennies in difference, and that was a $1,500 employee school district, and basically mimicking the same dental plan almost that you currently have here on that zone.
Are you telling us that we have to choose one of the two dental plans?
Yes. That is correct on that. So now one of the things, a commitment is to for us is, you know, monthly visits to the county. If for some reason there's an issue with billing, and I think we eliminate that because we have an online remittance service and online reconciliation. So HR basically goes in there and they can literally, if an employee is terminated today, she goes in there and clicks a button, doesn't have to print out a paper trail and cross out the name and send it in with the bill. So it'll be an immediate reconciliation on the bill there. So there's no excess billing when it comes to at the end of the month when HR has to reconcile and balance bill on that. So.
Are there any questions or comments? We have two decisions to make. One is whether we want to go
with MetLife
and make them the sole provider. And then you have to decide on the vision if we decide to go.
The dental, yeah, that would be a dental judge on
it.
I have a question, Judge. Since this is insurance, I wonder if, and I don't know MetLife, I don't know these guys at all, but I wonder if, I know that competitiveness drives prices down. I wonder, is this something that we should go out for bids on, and if we're going to be looking for this kind of stuff? It's like we did with the health insurance, it drew in a better price for us. That's something I think we need to consider and think. Because who knows what another person comes in and says, oh, well, I can match that price. I don't know. I mean, we don't know that. So I think that's something that needs to be at least considered.
So we're not as pressured with time on this as the other insurance. We just have to have it by October 1st.
I think isn't the changes are made the new fiscal year, so changes we because we're in September, we still have the same plan, so we have to use the same numbers, so the changes won't become effective until October. You can't say the change will be in September because that will change our whole budget we have right now. That's not true.
These are voluntary products. Yeah,
state option. Voluntary.
It's a voluntary.
It comes out of their paycheck because the county doesn't pay for this.
Okay, okay.
So all of this is a paycheck.
Okay, okay. That makes sense.
Now, the medical is expected to hold this. That makes a big difference.
Okay, okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
But your idea with respect to a bid is a good idea. So we just don't have time.
We don't have time? No. We run out of time.
Something that's in the near future, and I think I this is something to consider. MetLife has what they call an online enrollment system on there for the data gathering and reconciliation of all benefits for the county. And these are just two features and benefits. If they add an additional two features and benefits, which would be like short-term and long-term disability in the future, on there, that's a system they would provide to the county for free on there. And just real quick on the group life, all employees guaranteed issue $100,000, $25,000 on the spouse, no matter what their health conditions are on that. So does it pay? After I leave here today, I'm headed to Dallas. We had an 18-year-old in a construction company up there that died a couple of months ago on there. So, and the employer paid was $50,000. So I'm in the process of filing a claim through MetLife for the parents. So, and it's a sad situation, but that's what group life is. Very inexpensive coverage and provides family security. So,
okay. So I will entertain a motion to either to continue with our current plan or to change to the current to MetLife as our one as our goal.
I think MetLife would be a wise choice.
Okay. Is that a motion?
Is that a motion?
Yeah.
Yes. Motion by Mr. Olivares to accept the MetLife bid as our sole source.
Which dental plan, Judge? I'm sorry.
What?
Which dental plan?
We're going to do that in this.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
All in favor?
Aye. You got a
just
second?
We need a second. Thank you.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. So Commissioner Olivares' motion, Commissioner Garza's second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay. So now we're looking at the two plans. Does anyone have a question on the two plans?
No.
No. Does anyone have a motion with respect to which plan they would prefer?
I think the second.
What do you recommend, Katie?
I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to
make a spreadsheet for y'all. But on the 2000, the emeritus will be the new premium will be $26.36, just like for employee. With MetLife, it'll be $27.04, so that's 60 cent difference, 68 cents difference. For $1,000 more. And then if you have employee and spouse, $52.78. And then emeritus is $51.44. That's $1.34 difference. And then if you have employee and children, $67.10. Emeritus, $65.40, and they go up every year. That's a difference of $1.70. If you got your family, it's going to be $92.85 with MetLife, with emeritus, $90.48, so that's $2.37 difference. If you choose the $12.50, we'll pay less. So, I mean,
super.
I would choose a 2000.
But that's 2000?
Yes. HR is recommending the 2K.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to.
Okay. I think I have a motion from Mr. Olivares. Is
yes.
There a second?
Second.
Second from Commissioner Garza to approve the 2K plan as the Brooks County.
The 2K.
Plan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sir.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I do a lot of the customer service, so I'll be here once a month or more if needed to help you with any claims or questions you have. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Well,
when we accepted the bid, there's only one bid.
There's only one bid.
There's only one bid, so we took that.
Yeah.
Which is the dental division.
Yes.
Okay.
You'll offer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so let's go to agenda item number 9, discuss, consider, and act on opening bids for roof repairs to the Brooks County Fire Department, submitted by...
George's Department.
There's only two bids, and they might pertain to both 9 and 10. We don't know. Okay, yes. So we're looking at the fire department. We have a bid from South Texas Building Construction. I think that's what it says. And the total project cost, this is for the fire department, a 30-year shingle would cost $5,000 for materials, $4,000 for labor, for a total of $9,000, and the estimate is 30 days. Oh, okay.
3 years, shingles?
30 days of work. 30-year shingles.
Yeah, that's what I said,
30-year shingles. Okay, that's the first one from South Texas Building Construction. So, next is also from South Texas with the fire department, thermoplastic something, TPO. That cost is $12,000 for materials, $10,500 for labor, for a total of $22,500. And that's also a 30-day working period. That's for no. These are all fire department.
Fire department.
Fire department. Same company. First bid was $9,000 for 30-year shingles.
Yeah.
Second bid was $22,500 for a thermoplastic pylon something, TPO. And the third from the same company is a metal roof, $9,000 for the equipment, $7,500 for the labor, and $16,500 total for a 30-day working period. Okay, that's fire department from South Texas Building. Actually, I think it's a company. Okay, we also have a bid from this is from McNeil Roofing and Sheet Metal. McNeil Roofing and Sheet Metal. Okay, so from McNeil Roofing and Sheet Metal, you have a install a 24-gauge standing seam roof system, clean up and haul away all resulting debris. You have a 20-year warranty, and that price is $26,480. They just have a total. $26,480. And I think this is all one bid.
Judge.
Yes.
On the roof of the jail, it doesn't tell you how big is the roof. Then we write it down.
We haven't done the jail.
Okay.
Right. But you're welcome to look at, this is the fire department. This is the fire department first. No, I don't see any dimensions listed. Okay. Questions or comments? This is for the roof at the fire department. Do we have an idea of how much
we have currently budgeted or from the insurance? Okay. Super. Well, then I would accept the motion to table the roof for the fire department.
Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Rivera. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Our motion passes unanimously. Okay. So now let's do the jail. Agenda item number 10. We go to the South Texas Building Company. $34,500 for material. This is for a metal roof. $34,500. Labor is $28,750 for a total of $63,250. That is 120 working days. And no dimensions listed. This is the jail. If you want a thermoplastic polyethylene TPO, materials are $48,875, labor is $37,375, for a total of $86,250, and that's 120 days project.
How much?
120 days. Oh, what's the total?
Yeah.
$86,250. That's for the TPO roof. The metal roof is $63,250.
Do you think that they're measuring the whole building, the GO as well?
Mr. Petroli, what do you think?
No, okay.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You thought that was big. Here you go. McNeil roofing and sheet metal. Install a 24-gauge standing seam roof system over existing R panels, along with a 24-gauge galvalume ridge. Again, they'll take care of the debris. There is a 20-year warranty and a 5-year warranty against leaks on workmanship. Total cost is $116,460. Now, they give options to provide and install a 26-gauge galvalume retrofit roof system with, again, the 20-year and 5-year warranty. That's $88,860. And the other option is to provide and install a retrofit PVC roofing system for manufacturer specification, 15-year warranty with a 2-year warranty on leaks. And that is $98,860. And I think that's the one. So we have 4 bids on the fire department, and we have 3 bids on the jail. I'm assuming you want to do the same, Mr. Petrone? Okay, I'll accept the motion to
table. Motion
by Commissioner Olivares, second by Commissioner Gaza. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Agenda item number 11, discuss, consider, and approve Public Property Finance Act contract number 8296 and resolution between Government Capital Corporation and Brooks County. This was submitted by the auditor's office.
Yes, you also have that in front of you. What this is a finance contract. If I can bring your attention to, let's see here, page number 6, bottom right hand corner is the page numbers. I mean, this is what it's for. It's for some several items. Number one being a 911 communication desk, a council that the sheriff's office is needing. That's part of it. I think that comes out to $326,000, correct, George? Okay, $329,000. We have election equipment that Hart had came by and talked about with the election with Ana Maria. Let me see if these are in here. Yeah, the election is 170, it's in here. If you look at your, go to the very last page, that'll give you the, what the sheriff wants on the council. That's $329,948.99. That's what the council is. If you look at the page prior to that, which is Hart InterCivic, that totals $170,588.44, which you already approved. And then what we need also, if you look at two pages prior to that, you'll see the software that the finance department, myself, and the treasurer needs to upgrade, and that's going to cost us initial cost $79,936. And then we have on there a repeater, which we're estimating, we don't have a bid on that, but according to Commander Sparsa, that would be about $40,000. So all that adds up to $604,588. That's what we want to get financed. If you go to page number 7, it gives you the breakdown of how much per month. And the payment will start on October 15th of 2019. So nothing in this budget year, which is good, because we already got a budget balance. So the prior next year, the first payment would be $134,192.03. That's how much we'll be paying for 5 years for these items that it's not even a want, it's a need. We need new election equipment. We need new financial software. We haven't had it since the 1990s. They need a new council that's antiquated. We need a repeater down there, and I think that's in Encino, correct? So these are things that the county needs. So we want to get this contracted. We have a good interest rate, 3.39%. You don't see that very often. So I just wanted to bring this to the attention of the court if we can vote on that and if we can get this so I can send the documents to the prospective parties.
Okay, questions, comments? I'll give. This software that you plan to use for your office and the corrections department?
Yes, sir.
Why does it cost so much money?
Because that's how much software is. Good software is that much amount of money. We looked at the, I remember bringing to y'all, I said I wasn't getting one for $36,000. We went to a county that implements that software, and it's just like what we have right now.
What kind is it?
This is Tyler Technology, and Noe can, I don't know if it's here, but Noe can validate. He uses a semi-unit of Tyler Technology. Tyler Technology is a company that's part of Stock 500. They're a New York Stock Exchange, a very valid company. We went actually down to Rio Grande City, Stark County, sat in on a demonstration because Stark County is about to receive it also. Actually, their price was higher. I got to negotiate with the guy to drop it down. It was higher than that. So the initial setup is at $79,000, but the year maintenance is $11,000, which is cheaper than the one we have now. So the initial one, that's what hurts. But it's something, we're buying computers, Commissioner, and we have to kind of like downgrade our computer software to fit our financial software. It doesn't even make sense. We can't run our software we currently have is so antiquated that it's not current with our new Windows systems that come out. We're going backwards. We're defeating the purpose. So this is going to be a brunt force, but it ain't going to happen until the following year, which I don't have a problem with that because we're increasing our money overflow and we're going to have that money later on. So, and by then, we're already getting rid of one of our debts. We'll have our that debt down in the Valley of Brownsville. That'll be half over, so this will take the place of that. So it's no extra money, really.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay. I accept the motion to approve.
Thank you, Judge.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gasca. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. So let's go to item number 12, discuss, consider, and act on accepting. Oh, we did that. Number 13, discuss and approve the 2018-2019 proposed budget. And I think Mr. Petroli put that in front. Again, the item, my favorite handout, which is the Excel with that shows the general fund, the revenues, current budget, proposed budget, and different. This is not every line item in the budget. This is those items that have been adjusted, either cut or added to. We have talked about all of them in previous meetings. Nothing has changed from what we talked about at the last meeting.
Yes, there has.
Oh, yes, there has.
Yeah, some of the revenue. We increased, because we were at a shortfall of 50-some thousand, so we increased some of the revenue. But that's not, that's on the worksheet changes.
Super. Now, actually, there was one other. Did we add the other part-time?
Yes, sir, in Bobby's budget.
Okay. So, well, remember that this budget was going to add one employee part-timer as per the outside auditor, Mr. Hernandez's recommendation. That was to the landfill, right? That was put in. Then after our last committee budget workshop, it was suggested by Mr. Martinez that we look in, Commissioner Martinez, that we look into hiring another part-time to help the library, and we were able to find the funds. So this budget does include another part-timer for the library and the indigent care department, which is Bobby. So Bobby signed. He or she is going to help both departments.
And so just to elaborate and to clarify, we put that part-timer in 911's department. So that part-time person will be under Bobby's, just like the current part-time person is. And then whenever the librarian needs him, he said that he can, you know, he can share with the librarian. So there will be more need of that person for 911, for indigent stuff. And plus, there's a centralized location. If the library needs something, Bobby says by all means, he or she can be used in that.
So where does Ms. Veda stand in all this?
Their Ms. Veda's budget is not included in the budget. Her position as far as where she stands this year is not included. Me and the judge talked about that. There's a part-time position in the landfill, but that's not what she's on right now. She's working out of the old waste station budget that we did not include this year because we shouldn't. So as of right now, she would have to, I imagine, reapply. However y'all want to handle that.
Yeah. She would have to reapply.
Right. As a part-time.
Part-time. Yes. That's the way it is right now.
Okay, I also have a question. A few months back, we discussed about the pit at the
license plate.
Oh. And we were going to try to look into possibly.
That's something that we didn't put in the budget. Maybe that's something, because I'm thinking about the bids at the jail. We don't have that money. I'll guarantee we don't have that money for the jail. We might have it for the fire department. Maybe that's something we can go out and finance for that and the jail at the same time, the roof.
So we'll be
yes, definitely be looking to it, but it's not included in this budget. But it's not forgotten. It's just we'll tie it in with another project at the roof.
Possibly financing
yes, sir.
That
sure.
Project.
Definitely.
Are there any other questions, comments? I just want to clarify with Mr. Petroni. I'm not sure about that. I'd like to revisit that. That decision was sort of made without me. So I'd like that part-timer, let's find out exactly where we want them. The important thing is that it's in the budget, and we'll work out the details.
Okay, sure.
Questions, comments?
No.
Okay, I'll accept the motion to, I'm sorry. I'll accept the motion to adopt the 2018-2019 Brooks County budget as proposed.
Judge?
Yes.
I knew I was forgetting something. Are we going to maybe create a position or a part-time position for the veterans to help out the veterans? I know we used to have it about 2 years ago, and then we abolished that position because the way we were back then. And then the chair was very nice to take over the part-timer to assist the veterans, but we need an officer to assist the veterans here in FAL, to help them out with appointments and fill their applications. So I don't know how the court feels about that, but I think we should help out the veterans at least part-time, if that's possible, for someone to help the veterans out if they need any assistance. Because right now, we're just, the sheriff's department is taking them to their appointments.
and I know Mr. Fraser is doing it now, but we don't have in-house officer. So I don't know if Commissioner Garza is waiting to see what we can do for him, Mr. Olivares, and yourself, Judge.
I know you need one that's a veteran. He has to be a veteran.
Right.
To serve as
a... Yes, he has to have served a service.
I know Mr. Pecos from Kingsville, he's been very nice to us that he's helping out the veterans with the paperwork. Whatever needs to be done for him. So I just want to, you know, bring it up to you guys. Maybe you guys can look at it next year.
Okay. Comments and questions regarding Mr. Martinez's?
Can we look at that? Can we try to find,
look into it and see,
to fund a part-time veterans officer?
Absolutely, we can look at it.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Pacioli, you have any concerns, comments on this?
Yeah. We don't have the monies for that unless you take from the fund balance. Right now, we have a balanced budget. Mr. Martinez said that's something we look forward to next year. And wish we could do everything all in one time, but, you know, everything in moderation.
Well,
yeah.
What would that salary be?
It's $10 an hour or 28 hours a week, I believe. Oh, Katie.
So 14, 560.
14?
Yeah, 14.
You had mentioned?
Yeah, 14,560 plus fringe, so what, 18?
Okay.
Roughly.
So what's the legality, and again, what's the legality to approving this budget, and then if we find funds, actually, let's just answer that question first. Do you want to go into the fund balance? It's $14,000.
Just to me, I mean, I know that we're here to check and balance, but I mean, $18,000 doesn't seem money for a part-timer. It's part-time, you know?
Would we use this individual to transport our veterans also?
Excuse me?
Will we use this officer, service officer, to transport the veterans, or is that going to be handled by your, by the sheriff's office?
Right now, what I'm trying to do is just see if we can hire an officer to assist the veterans in-house with their applications. Now, the sheriff can come back to you guys and say, you know what, let's join, you know, together. So, but right now, I'll just see what you guys think about getting a part-timer to assist the veterans.
We're paying him, we're paying the driver, the sheriff's paying the driver.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. I've talked to several veterans, and there is a concern that if you just have one,
yes,
then when he's gone, there's no one at home to help with the assistance.
Right.
So I'll talk to the sheriff, and hopefully, if we decide this, that this person would be just in the office at home.
Mm-hmm.
We may need him to drive occasionally or her.
Occasionally, yes.
But I'd like to keep the same system.
Mm-hmm.
We decide. Okay.
Good. So,
So, am I hearing we're good for the fund balance, or do we want to? What do you want to do?
Yes.
You think we should take it from the fund balance? And what's our fund balance, Mr. Pacioli?
At the end of the year, we budgeted $350,000 out of fund balance, so we would add that back. Every time we take from that, we're losing that extra money that we're saving. So I just want to let you know that.
Okay. So the question was, what's our fund balance without the 350?
Well, it's going to be, if we end up with 1.2 minus 350, that's 9.
Okay. That's what it is now, right?
No, right now it's, when we have 1.2 in the million. Our current budget, we had 1.1, and we budgeted 350. So that's 7-something we'd have for fund balance.
That goes down to 9.
Yes. Now we're increasing it, so.
And then after this year, if everything goes well, you should put another 100,000 in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sir. And what we're saying is we're going to take 14.8 out of the fund balance.
Fund balance. Okay. To fund the service officer. Part-time service officer.
Okay. Do we need a motion for that?
Part of the budget.
As part of the budget, I guess we can say as part
it's
of the
just
budget.
Part of the budget.
Right.
So,
I mean, we are talking about the budget.
I'm good.
But can you make a proposal on the budget if you're going to do the change? Is that going to affect Terry's stuff right now?
Say again?
So if y'all do that, this, because the budget we have right now is a proposed balanced budget.
Right.
If you add that, we have to do the changes. So if we change it, can you still vote on this budget now? And if you can't vote on it, will that affect Terry's numbers? See, we're here at a time where...
Well, we would basically, I mean, in the past, stuff like this has come up, so we would recess if they need to do changes. I mean, if that's what y'all want to do, we can recess, because once the proposed rate is voted on, I cannot go back and change
yeah.
it. Because I put publications, and I can't have them wrong. I don't like to amend them because it makes it look bad. So if you all do plan on doing that, y'all would need to recess today's meeting and reconvene.
Okay.
So the changes can be made, but once... You all vote on that, I mean, that's it. I can't go back.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good.
Well, they recess, too.
So.
Okay. So I'm hearing recess. Are we good with that?
Recess for?
For tomorrow.
For tomorrow? It would have to be, it has to do it within 24 hours when you recess. So we would be tomorrow at 10 a.m., or would you prefer an afternoon meeting?
This time be all right.
This time? At 3?
At 3?
3.
At 3? Let's go to others.
You're working.
No,
that's fine. No problem.
Sorry. So, okay, so you all are wanting to take from the fund balance to...
We're taking about $15,000 from the fund balance and putting it into the budget.
It's going to be 16 something.
August. Now, is that going to affect the proposed rate that right now we have our balanced budget with?
No.
No?
It's just going to reduce our fund balance.
Just add money.
Which is not a...
Okay. And I certainly hear what our auditor is saying. We didn't get to $1,250,000 by spending fund balance.
Exactly.
We have never
done that.
Right. But I got to tell you, the veterans and what they mean to this community, I think it's worth it.
We need to
I think it's
help
worth
them.
I can tell you more than any other issue, at the store, wherever I'm in town, the veterans will stop me and say, don't forget about the veterans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I thank God we're not in a situation where we don't have that option, and I think we have that option now. And so, yes, I will accept the motion to recess till tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Right here, Judge.
Motion by Mr. Martinez.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Just a quick note. I know we've talked several times, but because of the proposed budget that you're putting out, the second half of those offices never really got, we never just sat down and discussed anything with those. So the tax office, I know the sheriff's office, the jail, all those, so we're not sure what's been proposed yet. Has anything changed on our side?
From the sheriff?
Yeah. And that's just one of those where we just still wanted to know what's going to happen. I know the tax office didn't get to, and I'm not sure if the constable's office, because that whole section, that second workshop that we're supposed to have,
we didn't have it.
Didn't have
an
it.
Issue.
So if there's any... If there's any cuts or anything there, just what's going to happen.
There are no cuts. There were no cuts, I don't think, either from the sheriff.
No.
And you added the deputy?
Everything that was requested from the sheriff got added. So the new deputy, the jailers. Now, the only thing that y'all didn't bring to the table, which you need to bring, is still the other fund increasing their salaries from the 110. Or
from the 110?
Yeah, that needs to be brought before the court, but that doesn't affect the general. So everything that you requested...
That's actually on a different fund.
Huh?
We were looking at a couple of
increases.
Rhino
and the other one.
But it's through a different...
But it's not the...
It's not a general fund. It's actually on a different fund.
It still needs to come to the committee.
Yes.
To the commission.
But I know you didn't talk about the constables.
The constables, we never talked about the constables.
Oh,
did they get anything? Or?
There was no change on the
There was an increase in gas to Constable 3 and I think $50 for repairs of vehicles or something like that. It's all in here. And y'all welcome to pick us up. It's on record with the county clerks. They can pick it up.
And the uniforms. I know that Mr. Huerta wanted to more money for his uniforms.
I saw an increase.
So if you go under the constable section.
Where is my page?
Yeah, right. I remember that.
Yeah, we didn't give him no uniforms. It was repairs and maintenance and vehicles and gas. The only one that got increase in gas was constable number three. See, he travels back and forth from Encino the length of time. But as far as vehicle repair, we increased by $50, and then the gas and oil, $1,000 for number three. That's what was said, that was told to us to do, so that's what we did.
Okay, I see that. It was increased by Frankfurt by $1,000, and repairs the oil. But that was just precinct three.
Also, I want to say something. I've spoken to the commission my comments about, and to get discussed the last time I'm about it. Once a month getting the units washed somewhere for the county paint for it. I mean, I was trying to help, but, you know, we have talked about the uniforms.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm hearing the uniform is not included, but the washing, how much would that cost?
I know that the constable have those fleet carts to go and fill up here at the Valero, but I know that I brought it to August one time that he can't put that on as a car wash.
Yeah, because that's a gas expense.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, I ain't paying that out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only for fuel.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about the washing. I mean, I don't think we have to worry about the budget. That's easy.
Hi.
Uniform,
Judge. Bystar, Judge?
Yeah, Bystar.
Maybe we can get with him?
Okay. I'll call Bystar and see what that would be. And I'll talk to Mr. Petroli in the morning or this afternoon about that. And let's see what we can do there. No promises, but we'll try.
We'll try.
Anything else?
We'll try. Okay. Anything else before we go to Mr. Petroli as a part of that?
No, I don't think anybody did.
Have we done the
motion? Who made the motion to recess?
Mr. Martinez.
Okay.
Was there a second?
Second.
Second.
Yes. Tomorrow, Mr.
I'll accept the motion to not adjourn, to recess.
Right here.
Recess to 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Right here.
The motion by
the tomorrow.
Yes,
we added the veteran.
Yeah, we added
the all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I told them that
we'll see you at 3 tomorrow. Thank you all.